We're resuming the interview, and Natalina, you were talking about the trip to Australia your husband.
Now I remember. Okay, we went to my husband on the flight wasn't feeling very well. He got, you know, it wasn't a comfortable trip. And when he got to Australia, it was, I think it was in the 1st of August, it was cold. My mum's got a very... The house is old, it's not new, and it's cold. And my mum didn't like heating because it cost too much money. So we had a, you know, it was very cold, and that's it. Here in Italy, I used to go to bed without no socks. There I wore socks, like it was cold. And then she started getting used to it. She used to heat it up a little bit more at a time, you know. And then in the end, when we woke up, the heater was on, and, you know, it was really nice. Started getting used to me. In the beginning we were arguing because I had my ideas and my mum had other ideas. So, but Giovanni, which is my husband, he didn't like it in the beginning. The last week we left, he started to like the food. He didn't like it at all. It was different.
But did your mother cook Italian food at
home? My mum she didn't cook as much when I was there. I was cooking for her and she put on a little bit of weight because she was really, really thin. She lost a lot of weight because, you know, you're there on your own. I don't think if you're on your own, you feel like cooking anything. So.
And what did he think of Adelaide? Did you go around
a
bit?
He liked it, but he's not a travelling person. You know, we took him to see the kangaroos and he stood back. He said, I'm not getting close to them. And the only thing that he liked, we went to Barossa Valley. He liked that. Because he's in the wine area and he liked the Barossa Valley, which is really nice. So we took him to the wine cellars and we went to Orlando, I think. The Orlando wine cellar, and we went to a few and he liked it.
He would have felt comfortable.
Yeah, he saw the difference, the way we do it here and the way they do it there. So he liked it,
So you don't think that you'll go back and live in Adelaide?
No, I don't think so. He said to my mum, have you take a photo because you won't see me here anymore. In the sense that he won't take another trip. Not because he don't want to see mum, but he didn't like the trip, he didn't like the place. Then, in the last week, he started getting used to it. He started liking it.
But, how long were you there?
3.5 weeks. The thing that we went around, we went to restaurants. We tried to go to Italian restaurants. Everyone spoke Italian, so that was more for him. And sometimes when we were home, you know, my sister Tiziana, she speaks not very much Italian. And when we started speaking in English, he was a bit frustrated because he wouldn't understand. I guess that would have been, you know, if I went to a place and no one spoke my language, I would have been, you know, a bit frustrated. So I tried to force Tizzy, if you can speak a little bit of Italian. Dina spoke it. Dina was fine. She spoke it. But, you know, for him it was a bit difficult in that way.
And it's different, isn't it, if you can't speak the language.
Or you don't understand what they're saying. Yeah. It's different. And we went to these places. We went to, next to my sister's house, there was a pizza house, a pizza shop, whatever you want to call it. And there was an Italian that was from Rome. He's been there for four or five years. And he started up his business there in Adelaide because in Rome it's very difficult to pay the taxes and everything. And there was a young girl there, she was about 27, and she's been there for a year and she's doing the waitressing here in Adelaide. And she loved it.
Yeah. And was she from Rome?
Rome. I think she was from Rome as well. I'm not sure. The only thing that she missed her parents, her family and all that stuff.
And you would have understood that.
How she felt.
What's it like when you go back to to Australia? How many times have you been back in the last 25 years?
Okay, I went back when Danny was 8 months. He was little. And the second time, I only been back twice, and this one was a third. And I went back with my three children. The girls were 6 and Danny was 11. That was fantastic that time because we went to Sydney. We went everywhere. And, you know, they were small and we used to take them to the parklands. We went to Sydney, we went to the aquarium, we went to the zoo, we went everywhere. And my sister was great, Tizzy. She loved it. She was good.
And it would have been interesting for your kids too.
Yeah, they loved it as well. We would see the reptiles and the sharks, you know, the aquarium which had the sharks float, swimming around the tunnel or whatever. They loved it.
And now, what do you think? Like, I know it's very soon after your mother has died, but do you think that you'll go back to Adelaide?
No, I was thinking when I was there, I think it was the last week, I mean, I can't wait. I don't know, because if I had my children here a while, but I couldn't wait to go back to Italy. I think I've been here for a long time. I'm used to Italy. I couldn't wait to get back, you know what I mean? And
that's interesting,
yeah,
that
it is
you
interesting.
Would feel that, you know, it was good to be there, but maybe do you feel that your life is definitely here now?
Yeah, it is, because my work, my friends, I made new friends, and my family, and this is where I think I'll die or whatever. This is my last life is here.
And you still feel Australian
ways? The way I feel in Australia is my mum, through my mum. Australia for me is my mum. It's her. I wanted to see her. I keep speaking to her every now and again on the telephone. And that's it. And my sisters and my brother. But the major person is my mum.
Yeah. Mm. And so for your future, you'll be here, but you say about your children, like maybe it might be difficult for them here. Could you imagine them going to Australia?
No, I don't think they'll change their way of life. I think they'll stay here in Italy. Hopefully it'll change. You never know. It could come better or could come worse. See.
And what would happen if they did decide to go to Australia? How would you feel?
I'll let them go. Well, if they want to go, then why not? That's right. The same thing like I did. They should try. My son, no, but my daughters might be the ones that probably would think about going.
And that would be interesting, wouldn't
it? Yeah, you know, anyway, they've got their aunties there. I know they've got someone there, which is really nice. If they haven't got anything, any aunties or uncles, I would have think about it twice. But now I know they've got someone there.
And maybe that was what your mother felt for you all those years ago.
Yeah, it could be, because I've got my auntie's here. She said Natalina is there, also auntie. She's, you know, in good hands, and something happens, there's someone there. No, it might be right, could be that.
And it's interesting that she thought that you would be able to manage, you know, stay.
Yeah.
You can stay, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I can manage, like, you know, I stayed with my sister in the Ramallah Avenue when we lived together, and we knew how to live our life, and that's it.
Yeah. And now, when you think of your parents making that trip back such a long time ago, you know, your father in 1949 and then your mother a bit later, what do you think about their story of migration?
I think it would have been much difficult in those times than now, because my dad keeps telling there was nothing in Australia, you know, like the backgrounds, there was a mattress, that, you know, in those things they didn't have anything. There's nothing like this. You know, we've got computers, we've got everything. There's nothing that they haven't got. The kids nowadays, they've got everything. In those days, it was really difficult, I think. Very difficult.
Yeah.
I think also for my mum, which she didn't have anyone there, any sisters, brothers, or no one. It was been really difficult for her.
So the story of migration in your family is really interesting. Mm. You know, when you think about your parents going, and then you making the choice to
come over here. It's different. I did the same thing my mum done. She came from us. She went to Australia. I went to Italy, which is wow. The thing that helped my mum to manage in Australia, I think, was my dad, because that was very close.
And that must make such a difference to know that. And also for your father, having already had some time there when your mother came.
He knew what it was like, so he prepared her for it, you know. But I think you can see in the photos that, you know, when we were young, she was happy. Yeah. She had always a smile on her face. She was a lovely lady.
Yeah, and that's a lovely memory to have also
I've
of her.
I've got it out on my cupboard there.
Oh, so you
yeah,
have.
Yeah.
And Natalina, we're coming to the end of the interview, and I often ask two questions towards the end, and one is, how has it been for you to give this interview today and to talk about
this? It's
really
fantastic. I really loved it. And, you know, it's the first time I've done it, but it's great. It's good to talk about my past, my family, and everyone that I knew.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, it's been really interesting for me. And is there anything else that you would like to add that you have not already said?
Probably something that I might not have probably something that I can't remember, but at this moment I can't remember.
And one thing that I haven't asked you is, how often do you speak in English now?
Oh, not very often.
Not very often?
No, I spoke now when I went to my sisters on the phone.
Yes.
When I speak to my sisters, I speak in English. To my mum, I speak in dialect. We speak in Italian, which is really strange. It comes much easier to me to speak to my mum in dialect because she's got that accent, because she's got a broken English, you know what I mean? And instead, to my sister, I speak in English.
And how does it feel when you speak in English then?
I love it. I miss speaking English. I tell my friends, now I'm going to Australia and I speak English. But I couldn't speak much because I had my husband with me. The second time that I went, when I went back for my mum's funeral, it was always English. So I said, shit, I'm going to forget my language. I don't know anymore. I'm going to remember. It's come back to me a little bit of the time. Because after a while that you don't speak English, you start forgetting a bit of words, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens. Yeah. But I think your English is really good. Mm-hmm. And it must be interesting to have the opportunity to speak in English when you do.
Yeah.
Because do you feel that is your first language?
Yeah, it is my first language. My Italian, my dialect, I speak that as well. But I prefer speaking English. Because now English is a worldwide language, you know. Here they speak a little bit, not very much English. So,
and do any of your kids, they would have learned English at school?
Rebecca, sometimes she will listen to YouTube. YouTube is called on the phone in English. She knows a little bit, you know, which is good. The other two, they're not interested. So that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for giving your time today.
I want to say thank you for letting me go back into my background, speak about my parents, my family, which has been really, really nice and great for me. It's making me much happier. You know, the last 2 months was being a bit sad, but now it's changing a little bit. And today's been a really happy day.
Oh, thank you. I'm really pleased. And I've really enjoyed hearing about your family and your family history and your life here in Italy. So thank you, Natalina, very much.
You're welcome.